Stephen Miller blames migration policy for Zohran Mamdani's electoral sweep in New York. By Neil Monroe on June 24, 2026. Democrats imported a new electorate of immigrants, and that electorate is remaking Congress, White House aide Stephen Miller tweeted Tuesday night. In 2026, half of NYC residents speak a language other than English as their primary language, and one quarter of NYC residents lack English language proficiency, Miller added. Miller's emphasis on migration, imported culture, and migrant voters is different from that of many GOP politicians. So far, the GOP's politicians prefer to describe New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani's coalition as if it were a homegrown group of tax and spend socialists or union-infiltrating communists. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, gave a 10-minute speech on Wednesday where he somehow ignored immigration but quoted President Ronald Reagan. He was the president 40 years ago, as he repeatedly denounced socialists. "We're defending the foundations of the greatest country in the history of the world. Not against your father's Democrat Party, but now against the Marxists, and we're ready for the fight." As Reagan repeated, "America is the last best hope of man on the earth." Mamdani's wins are an American slide into Marxism, Representative John Rutherford, RFL, told Politico. Representative Richard Hudson, RNC, described the left-wing wins as a Bolshevik revolution. According to Politico, even though Mamdani is an ethnic Indian, African-born, Muslim immigrant, even President Donald Trump describes the Democrats' radicals as communists. "Mayor Mamdani pulled through three solid communists and has received loud and universal applause from the fake news media," Trump posted at truthsocial.com on Wednesday morning. "The Democrats' primary voters are Democrat communists," he posted. But Senator Bernie Moreno, RO, diplomatically bridged the two perspectives, saying, "Republicans need to wake up. What we saw last night in New York can only be called one thing: a socialist uprising sweeping the Democrat Party. There are many causes: mass migration, anti-American elites, economic stagnation, the rise of political Islam. But the lesson is clear: if Republicans don't act now, we will lose this country as we know it. We need to be clear about what we stand for: closed borders, secure elections, economic prosperity for all Americans, and, most of all, proudly protecting the American way of life against socialism. It's the only way to save our country." In the morning after Mamdani's win, commentators spotlighted Mamdani's many supporters among economically stressed New York's college grads, many of whom have been pushed out of jobs and apartments by Congress's inflow of migrants. So far, the GOP business-backed establishment has done little or nothing to win over this class of downwardly mobile, non-migrant, white-collar voters who have been critical to Mamdani's success. For example, the GOP has not tried to reduce the unpopular legal immigration numbers. Nor has it tried to reduce the fast-growing population of roughly 2 million foreign, mixed-skill contract workers who hold well-paid banking, healthcare, and technology jobs needed by skilled, middle-class Americans. In a Tuesday night interview on Fox News, Miller said Trump is leading an America First movement that says we need Democrats to come vote for us. Miller explained, "We used to have a country where you had a center-left Democrat Party, with many who were actually center-right. These were Reagan Democrats or Blue Dog Democrats. Over time, the Democrat Party has abandoned all of that, and they have instead adopted this radical, revolutionary, and in many cases, violent ideology that wants to tear America down and destroy everything that we know and love. Where your kids are taught from the age of two to hate America, to hate their God, to hate their parents, to hate their family, even hate their own body, that's their agenda." Miller's focus on the civic impact of migration is applauded by many Trump voters. "Import socialists. Get socialism," said a tweet from Shawnee Burns. "Cheap labor comes with heavy costs in the long run." The GOP is missing in action, of course, because they can't bring themselves to saying anything critical of Islam, said ex-influencer Laura Loomer, who opposes easy migration policies in the H-1B outsourcing program. Elon Musk tweeted an image of a town in the United Kingdom whose population has been replaced by Islamic migrants. "The base of the Democrat Party is now post-American, in their ideals and in their voters," tweeted Senator Eric Schmidt, RMO, adding, Import the third world. Become the third world. Half of NYC residents have a language other than English as their primary language. Zoran got 62% of the foreign-born votes and only 31% of the American-born votes. I bet that trend continued for the leftist winners of these primaries. We can still win, but the coalition is changing. The battle line is increasingly about the view of America. Are we a nation daring to be great again, or is America a mistake and a sin worthy only of eradication?